Dow had 219 points. The Nasdaq up 176. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear over that low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s, good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Alabama incumbent House members who were challenged in their party primaries have still retained their seats after Super Tuesday has come and gone. That includes Terry Sewell, Gary Palmer, Robert Ederholt, and Mike Rogers. In the race for the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, Sarah Stewart won that race against Brian Taylor with 61% of the primary vote, over 38% for Taylor. For the State Board of Education District 3 seat, Kelly Mooney is declared the winner over three other female candidates, Charlotte Meadows, Anne Eubank, and Melissa Snowden. For the State Board of Education District 7 seat, Alan Long was declared the winner over two other male challengers, Doug Backus and Oscar Mann. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a nine-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that nine-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Athens Police Department is still searching for two men who broke into a pharmacy last Sunday. Security cameras within the pharmacy show the men stealing the medication straight from the shelves in the back room. The men then fled in a dark gray Jeep Cherokee. The Athens police are asking anyone with information on this crime to contact them. A fugitive from Florida is found and arrested in Dothan. Eric Robinson is wanted by Palm Beach County authorities for first-degree murder charges. Robinson is being held without bond in Alabama and awaiting extradition. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. 5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to be.
Well, our behavior has produced some cracking results.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his hand.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. He broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views. In the afternoon, the day after Super Tuesday, I'm not alone. To kick off the show, we have Eddie Bader here in the house.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
And so I guess a congratulations is in order for...
Well, thank you.
Well, Brubaker, Dick Brubaker, congratulations.
Oh, that's right.
Strong number one showing. He will be in a runoff with congratulations to Caroline Dobson.
Correct.
In District 2. Also, congrats to Shamari Figures with a 43% number. Anthony Daniels will be in a congratulations to you, sir, runoff against Shamari Figures on the Democratic side of District 2. Congratulations to Gary Palmer. Woo! 80% of the vote, I believe.
I believe you're right.
And, of course, congratulations to Barry Moore.
That's right.
He's our congressman still.
He is.
Here in District 2. But it looks like he's going to be now the next congressman after a pretty heated matchup there in the south of Alabama against Jerry Carl. So I love seeing my guy. We, you know, didn't cover that race here on the air often because, well, we're not really in that area.
Correct.
But I thought Jeff Poore did some great work on all that. So congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to everyone. Robin Leidecker, now in District 7. Who's going to be taking on Terry Sewell. Congratulations to Nikki Haley for finally admitting, I lost. What a one. You know, you'd think people could be gracious, like, in their losing. But I kept hearing that moment from Dumb and Dumber. You're one pathetic loser. That's all I kept hearing. So.
Yeah, but she did say, correct me if I'm wrong, she did say she's still not going to support Orange Man.
She's not supporting the Orange Man. Or she said something to the effect of, like, they have to still win over the vote. Trump does. The small amount of voters. Something like 92% of Nikki Haley's voters approved of Joe Biden.
Right. They're all Democrats.
Right. It's just...
Hello.
It's so silly. But here, joining us now, we have Jeff Poore. Of course, he's the host of the Jeff Poore Show, 106.5 FM in the Mobile area, and editor-in-chief of 1819 News. Jeff, how you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. So we were just saying congratulations to Barry Moore. Your take on what happened there in Congressional District 1 last night.
I mean, if there was ever a demonstration of just how tribal Alabama politics can be, you just look at the map last night in AO1, and the Parson will soon be the former AL2 district in the Wiregrass for Barry Moore. And the parts that went for Jerry Carl were the parts that are the current AL1 in the district. So here's what you need to know, though. When you look at this, I mean, this is what it came down to. Barry Moore just did a better job at picking off voters on Jerry Carl's turf than Jerry Carl did at picking off voters on Barry Moore's turf. And that's all, it's as simple as that. When the first results came in from Henry County last night, and you saw, like, Barry Moore beating Jerry Carl by, like, a 3 or 4 to 1 margin, and then later when the early Baldwin County boxes came in, and Jerry was only beating, like, Barry by, like, a 2 to 1 margin, that was the difference. And I just, what it came down to, it wasn't a lesson in ideology, it wasn't a lesson in politics, it wasn't a lesson in any of that, it wasn't Club for Growth, it was geography.
Well, there you go. And did everybody kind of kiss and make up? Was it gracious after? This is a pretty heated campaign, especially near the end.
I don't know. I think the wounds are still a little sore right now. Now, Barry didn't do a victory party last night. He was in D.C. They were the Congress was gaveled in, and he had some votes. Jerry stayed behind and stayed in Mobile and had a victory party that I guess wasn't a victory party, but anyway, I've heard from Congressman Carl. I've not heard from Congressman Moore in his victory yet.
Now, moving to this neck of the woods, this brand-new District 2, I kind of want to start with the Democrats because Shamari Figures had a very strong number. He'll be in a runoff with Anthony Daniels. But here's my question on District 2 and the Democrats in this area. Is it time for Joe Reed to shut up and retire?
I mean, this is what, like I said last night on social media, the waning influence of Joe Reed was on display. His background in the Floyd Gracie, not a good night. Not a good night at all. The Alabama Democratic Conference, just nobody, it carries no sway. It just sort of serves as a, I mean, and they were in trouble, and you saw like kind of a desperate tactic trying to get Anthony Daniels and Shamari Figures kicked off the ballot by Joe Reed late Friday. I think they knew that they were heading into irrelevancy. And yeah, I think maybe this would be good for the state, the end of the Joe Reed reign in the Alabama Democratic Party, because I, not that I want to see like some of the things the Democratic Party stands for really forced or whatever, but people who are Democrats or liberals are being very underserved by the Alabama Democratic Party.
That is certainly true, and it looks like even more money is going to be spent. I think Daniel was saying he was outspent by $2 million, including outside groups. I'd imagine the spending in both runoffs on the Democrat and Republican side of the aisle is going to be a lot of money, and if we get to a general election, is this not going to be one of those congressional races that gets a lot of national attention?
And it should, and I think, yeah, I don't know how much would be spent in the Republican runoff. But that one may be kind of a formality. The Democrat side, I think, could be as well. I mean, obviously, Shamari Figures, I thought, was really strong last night.
Oh, yeah.
You look at the totals, and he's strong everywhere. He doesn't have one pocket of support. He's just, he looks like the guy right now. But what I'm worried about, and I talk to John Wall all the time about this, he's a little worried. He doesn't think national Republicans are going to play in this general election in AL2. He thinks that they've already chalked it up the loss. Look, Joey, this is without a contested race on the ballot with Donald Trump at the top of the ticket. Now, if you add up all the Republican votes and you add up all the Democrat votes, a few hundred votes separate the two. Ooh. Are you telling me that the retail voter in Alabama's second congressional district that will show up to vote for Trump and probably thinks primaries are small potatoes, is it going to show up and go straight Republican and not maybe push Dick Brubaker or Caroline Dobson over the finish line in the end?
Yeah, that's a big if, because those numbers are so daggum close. And for folks, again, who don't know, Dick Brubaker was pretty strong in the 40%, I believe, as well. I was thinking Caroline Dobson would have been a little closer to him, but it looked like her and Albritton, Greg Albritton, were neck and neck. Where do you think the Albritton voters go?
Because if you look at like where Albritton was strong, it's Mobile. I think the Albritton thing, and then this is, I thought Albritton would have probably had beaten Caroline Dobson, to be honest. I keep Caroline Dobson as a fantastic candidate. She's on paper, everything you want. Just that Albright name, it is synonymous with that part of the state. It's a regional name. There's a lot of Albrightons in rural South Alabama. And I said, well, that'll be enough to get people to pull the lever for Greg Albright. And it wasn't. But Albright was still pretty strong. Once you take that away, I mean, I don't know. What's the loyalty there? Is Dobson a big enough entity being from Monroe County that she can pull it off? Or is Brubaker just going to come in, and I think he has the ability to outspend her? Well, no, I take that back. I mean, she could spend a lot of money if she wanted to. He's going to be able to out-fundraise her. Both of those candidates could self-fund if they need to. But I don't know. Well, to answer your question the long way around here, Joey, I mean, they could. I have no reason to think they would just probably just split the vote right there between what's left or Stone. There's no loyalty there.
Right, and that's good news for Dick Brubaker. Any surprise at how strong Sarah Stewart was to be the next Chief Justice, or at least the Republican nominee, over Brian Taylor?
A little bit. I figured Stewart was going to be the person. I mean, it was impressive the fight that Taylor put up. But money, I mean, she didn't really run a flashy campaign. She did what you do. You block, you tackle, you raise a bunch of money. And you just go on the airwaves, say, vote for me, vote for me. She didn't just need to go negative necessarily. I think they did kind of a little bit with Brian Taylor's Senate record or something, maybe their late stages. But to be honest, I mean, it's just a good old fundamental textbook, you know, campaign. And she had the means to do it. And that's what won the day for her. Brian Taylor just was always playing from behind.
Well, there you go. And, as all this voting was going along, there's still work being done in the state legislature. It looks like an amended, essentially, gaming bill is coming out of the Senate Tourism Committee. And this one's a little pulled back than what was passed in the House, right?
Yeah, there's some speculation about what that means. I mean, do we think it can get out of the Senate? And a lot of people think yes. So it's a substitute. So the House would have to, it won't go straight to conference. It'll have to be done all over again in the House, and all the same arm twisting and all the same horse trading will have to go on once again in the House. I mean, Ledbetter, to his credit, is able to get votes. He can get big votes, but he spent a lot of political capital on this one, getting to the finish line with his black chair, Andy Witt bill. Would he even be willing to do that again and force people to vote on this? I don't know. I think it's a big question. But, yeah, the Senate's decided it's going to do something different. And will that be, number one, will that get some votes in the House? But will the Democrats even vote for this? I don't think that's necessarily a given.
Yeah, I think you're right. Especially, the question is over when we would vote on something like this. I think this new Senate bill has the idea that we'll vote in September, not during the November election. And there, just there, you might end up losing any Democrat support.
Yeah, and a lot of them are really, a lot of those Democrats are really, really big on pushing it on that November ballot. I mean, do you think the House Minority Leader, at this point in time, still with a shot at Congress, still with a shot to be on the ballot, is going to waive that? Because he knows, they know it is a big Democrat get-out-the-vote tool. And he is going to be on the ballot potentially for a congressional seat. Do you think he's going to let that slide and they try to move that date?
Right. Now we're starting to see my prediction when right before the session I wrote about it is they ain't going to get this. They're kind of addicted to the hope of getting a gaming bill across. But the interests are almost in this perfect equilibrium. Then you start adding in electoral politics concerns. If they get it done, I'll be amazed. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think the odds are in your favor on that one, or I guess the odds are against gambling. I mean, Jay, the problem here is this, the first step they made was a good one several years ago, Del Marsh getting to Porch Creek and the dog tracks in the room together and figuring something out. The problem was, it was just the Senate and the gambling interest. Okay, well, what about people in the House? Well, we can just get them to come along. Well, that's right. They didn't do it. It's time they tried the House and the gambling interest. Well, did anybody tell the Senate we were going to do this? And the House and the Senate, that's where the friction lies. It's not on party lines or anything. It's just two very different, for whatever reason, two very different approaches.
Well, we'll see as they keep working at it, what they actually come up with. Well, I always appreciate your time, Jeff. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
It's twitter.com/Jeff_poor.
Thank you, sir. And did you get any sleep last night?
So I drove from Fairhope to Greenville at about 11:30. I got in about 1, and then we put the finishing touches on the 18-19 election wrap-up and everything else. So about 3 a.m., rolling to bed, up bright and early at 7 a.m. so I could be at the State House at 8.
Oh, get some shut-eye, man. Get some shut-eye. I know you deserve it and need it. But thank you, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Again, folks, that's Jeff Poor, editor-in-chief there at 1819 News and host of the Jeff Poor Show. It's a good show. I've been on it many a time. I really appreciate Jeff's work. Yeah, are you surprised by this, you know, the problem they're having with gambling? They just can't get it up?
No, I'm not surprised by it.
They can't erect this whole big piece of legislation.
Get a bill in front of the
right
that people actually want, that the people of Alabama want, not the leaders of Alabama.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes when expectations are so high, one, in terms of actual performance, tends to be shy. We're still talking about gaming,
but of course,
by the way, and laws and legislation.
But I think our leadership wants a big old deluxe package, while Alabamians just want a simple lottery.
Well, that's what the Senate's doing. The Senate's saying we'll vote in September.
Mm-hmm.
We'll kind of grandfather in the local places. We're not going to
have a chance, Joe.
No, we're not going to give you full casino gaming. That will be between the Porch Creek and the governor in a compact. But if you're in, you know, these historic places, you're in Macon County, Greene County, wherever,
yeah,
you can still keep doing what you've been doing. You can't do more. And, we're going to have a lottery. Well, that's where we'll have a state lottery. And so it's very pared back.
Yeah.
I think it could get the job done, but again, to Jeff's point, they got a lot of work done in the House this time. They may not the change on them.
And
Governor Ivey, in fact, may not like it very much.
I don't think she's going to. It's not what she wanted.
Right. So we'll see where all that goes.
Yeah.
You know, we're in the middle of voting, and they're still voting there in the legislature.
If they would just say, hey, if they would earmark some of the money. Right now, people like me, I'm not a big supporter of it because I know they're just going to get this huge pool of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they're not going to do anything with it for me. They're not going to lower my grocery tax. They're not going to lower my property taxes. They're not going to do anything for me. So I'm on the fence.
Hey, you know what?
What's that?
This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services.
Ooh, remember, good folks, Joe.
Folks, it's right around the corner. Well, things are already springing up. Like, the grass is getting greener.
Yep.
The flowers are blooming. I'm starting to notice wasp activity at the house. I'm starting to notice, well, fire ants will probably be coming back soon with a vengeance.
Oh, there, yeah.
You know for a fact mosquitoes will be here. You're seeing some mosquito hawks.
I've seen them, man.
Yeah, so you know if they're out, the mosquitoes are out.
That's right.
And then, of course, termites love this moisture with the heat. So what you need to do is call Pest Pro Services today, 265-9990. Ask for a free termite inspection.
Man, that's such a good deal.
And estimate. These are fantastic folks there. They're not just great at their job at controlling all those pest problems for you. Pest Pro Services are just great local folks giving back to the community.
Yep.
So again, that number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them, well, you heard about them here on News and Views in the afternoon.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. If you're watching on the X platform, thank you. I'm Joey.
He's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
You're watching on YouTube. Thank you. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Hey, Joey.
And we're growing. We're over 3,000 subscribers now on the used to. We're up like 2,000 something in a month.
Some
I like
of us
it.
Are at double XL shirts.
You had to tell the audience that.
I
wanted a little
one.
More comfort.
I did not say which
this
one.
This is supposed to be a serious show. It's a day after Super Tuesday. And you're sitting here making sideways comments about my gut. It's true.
I'm just going with what we're growing. We're growing.
We're growing. Yeah. Not maturing.
No, not at all.
But we're growing. So Trump seemed happy last night.
Yeah, he did.
Would you, say?
Yeah, he did.
You'd only have success, and that's what's ultimately going to unify this country and unify this party. We have a great Republican Party with tremendous talent, and we want to have unity, and we're going to have unity, and it's going to happen very quickly. And I've been saying lately, success will bring unity to our country, and it happened before. We had the best economy our country's ever had, and people were calling me that I would have said will never happen. It'll never happen. They wanted to get together African American, Asian American, Hispanic American, women, men, people with diplomas from the best schools in the world, and people that didn't graduate from high school. Every single group was doing better than ever before, and it was a beautiful thing. Our country was coming together. Our country was coming together.
Now, that's the tone I think he's going to go for
unity.
In the general. Yeah, like the old Rick James song.
I know. I love it.
But do you think we'll actually have it, unity?
No.
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
No.
You know, and then Nikki Haley finally dropped out today. And so here's a little snippet of Nikki Haley's speech last night. Not much here because I honestly can't take much. But here she is talking about, well, how Trump, she kind of goes into the rich person speak.
Oh, really?
Says, I wish him well.
Oh, boy.
It's very much a rich person.
You know how that is.
Now watch this drive.
Yep, exactly.
Let's listen in.
Likelihood Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee when our party convention meets in July. I congratulate him and wish him well. I wish anyone well who would be America's president.
Yeah.
Our country is too precious to let our differences divide us. I have always been a conservative Republican.
Right.
And always supported the Republican nominee.
Yeah.
But on this question, as she did on so many others, Margaret Thatcher provided some good advice when she said, quote, never just follow the crowd. Always make up your own mind. It is now up to Donald Trump to earn the votes of those in our party and beyond it who did not support him. And I hope he does that.
How many times do you think she had to practice those first couple of lines in the mirror?
I don't
without
know.
Even,
I don't know.
Without just...
Like an Iron Lady quote? Margaret Thatcher,
she's
really?
She's the furthest thing from that.
My favorite Margaret Thatcher story is Christopher Hitchens' one, where he was a socialist then. She's, of course, conservative, Brett Tory.
Yeah.
And he's been writing all these nasty things suggesting that she didn't know what she was talking about with foreign policy or whatever.
Like him, yes.
And so they see each other like some dinner party, some gala event, and she starts giving him hell for what he's writing. He's giving it back. And then eventually he cedes the point. And so he goes to bow slightly.
Yeah.
And she goes, lower. And so he bows deeply, and while he was apparently arguing with her, she had rolled up a program behind her back. Because part of his critique of her, she had this sexual energy that was actually swaying the Tories.
I didn't know that part of
it. So behind her back, she's rolled the program. As he bows low, she smacks him on the bottom and goes, dirty boy, and walks off. I'm like, now that's an Iron Lady. Let's go to Red
wow.
Top. Hey, Red
right.
Top.
Now.
Red Top.
Hey, Red Top. Red Top.
Is it on the air today?
Red Top.
Are you there, Red Top?
Hey.
There you are.
As a matter of fact, I'm over here at the Maori's house. Congratulate him on the first half, and now Big Dick Brubaker's got to do the second half.
Oh, you mean that tall man with the funky clothes who's one of the best dressed in town who knows what he's doing when it comes to politics?
That's the guy.
That's right. Yeah, and his wife is very tall, too, and, you know, she's a radio person as well.
Love her.
At NPR. Because the first day when I came here, all of a sudden I turned on NPR, and here she is talking for a fun drive.
Yep.
So, this is a radio magnet over here. Now, Donald Trump looked like his ass was tired last night. He looked wore out. He walked out. His voice was rather low and subdued. I felt his ass was worn out because I saw his speech Saturday, hour and 20 minutes long. He was fired up, but you know what? He didn't do no appearances yesterday and all that. And the man deserves to be tired.
Sure.
But even in what little you play, I could tell he was exhausted.
He's either exhausted or he might be trying to be more presidential or whatever
reserved.
That means.
I don't know. I think his ass was tired.
What about the rest of them? You keep saying that. Like, just that?
Yes. Oh, you mean about the rest of the candidates?
No, like just his caboose or like
the rest of them?
Yeah.
I just think he's mentally fatigued, and he deserved it. Nikki Haley, that was very half-hearted, and she was gritting her teeth the whole damn time, I do believe. And how ironic that Mitch McConnell, like 5 minutes after she pulls out of the race, or was it right before, he goes to Donald Trump, so that shows he's been giving all his support to Nikki.
Mm.
Now, what do you think about the independent votes? Everybody's trying to really jack it up on that in New Hampshire, which, you know.
Well.
Yeah, but I think the best result was American Samoa.
Oh, yeah, Biden lost.
Yep.
Roll Tide, no Trump. Thank you, guys.
Hey, bud.
I don't think it was New Hampshire. It was Vermont.
Vermont.
That went for Nikki Haley.
Yep.
That in the District of Columbia. A whole 2,000 Republicans voted for her. But Romex Angler's commenting on the live stream saying, 3,000 subscribers and I'm the coolest guy in the room. Something is wrong here. No, you're a pretty cool guy,
pretty
Romex.
Cool,
we know who you are.
Pretty cool dude.
Rip Rap writing in saying, looking at the vote totals for District 2 congressional races, this is a point Jeff Poore was just making. It's interesting that both Republicans and Democrats turned out at an almost even number at the polls, approximately 7,000 turnout. This is key this fall. Yeah, you better believe it's key this fall.
100%.
And it'll come down to what's motivating people. Who knows? We're still very early in the game.
Yeah.
And Patriot Czar says, I often listen to documentaries, often on 0.75 speed, and forget to go back to normal. And I'm like, is Joey drunk? You know how crazy I am? Like when we had Arthur Herman on,
I
was trying to get through his book in a weekend, Freedom's Forge. The audiobook, and to really retain something, I like to listen to the audiobook and read along at the same time. The audiobook said 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm listening to the guy, and he's a great voice actor, but it's slow. It's just 1%.
Pick it up a little bit, yeah.
So I do 2X.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's about how quick I read. So, like, I guess I'm a 2X guy. Or, unless it's Ben Shapiro, then you keep it on 1X, because he's already 2X.
He's kind of that way.
All right. Now, what do we think of Ben Shapiro these days? Yeah.
I like the guy.
He agreed with me about Dune 2.
A lot of people.
One of the best movies ever.
A lot of people.
Seriously, folks, go see the new Dune. See the first one first, and then I think it's one of the best sci-fi movies ever constructed.
This is how ignorant I am about the whole Dune thing. I did not know it started with Star Wars. I didn't know that.
It's
a tie-in to Star Wars.
Well, it started, it helped influence a lot of Star Wars.
I have no idea. I thought they were two completely different.
They are, but George Lucas was very influenced by Frank Herbert.
Yeah. Right. I did not know that at all.
Well, and then the Dune books just go off the rails. I haven't read them, but the synopsis I've heard of, like, they're book 3 or 4, like, the universe is invaded by all these dominatrixes that want to enslave men with their sex powers.
Really?
Like, this must have been written in the 60s.
Let's
see who this is on line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bab.
Hey, Bab.
Hey, Bab.
How y'all doing?
Doing well. Good. How are you doing, hon?
I'm good, too. I just wondered, I called in and talked to Scott Beeson this morning. Did y'all see where Steve Garvey, that played baseball, is going to be the Republican running against Schiff? Schumer, whichever one out there.
It's Adam Schiff.
Schiff, yes. Yeah. And I'm glad that somebody out there stepped up.
I am, too. I was tickled to death. I heard he was ahead last night when I finally turned off Fox. That's where I get my national. And then I called in this morning, and they said, that he was going to be the nominee. So
excellent.
Good luck, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be fun to watch.
Have a great afternoon.
You
appreciate
too.
Y'all.
Thank you, Bat. Love you, hon.
Yeah, and it's weird how Montgomery keeps ending up in national news, whether it's that river brawl like we had last year. No, and then we're nationalists when Trump comes to town.
Oh, yeah.
And then, Katie Britt's giving the State of the Union.
Yeah, they did
response.
Nice write-up on her on Fox.
Yeah, she's getting a lot of good press. Mm-hmm. I think it's well-earned. And she's from Montgomery, lives here. And I've got a feeling this Montgomery-centered race in District 2, it'll probably be Figures versus Brubaker, is going to get a lot of national attention, a lot of money. So, all eyes on the capital city of Alabama, on the Gump, as we call it here.
Yeah.
272-9228. We got to hit this break. Again, thank you all for watching on the X platform at the Joey Clark or Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Please like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Before this break, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, two things start to affect men as they mature, as they get older. Erectile dysfunction, It's always disappointing. And low testosterone. None of this is anything to deny, put off, be ashamed about. Don't be embarrassed. It's not something you need to wait to get fixed. And in fact, there are a lot of guys walking around who are lacking energy, drive, including a lack of sex drive. They just feel like they're going through life in a fog, and they have no clue it's low testosterone causing them all these problems. And guys, it's not just as you're getting older. Doctors are now recommending even at the age of 18, men should get a testosterone check because it's happening at younger and younger ages. Do it as part of your annual men's health routine. And there at Montgomery Men's Health, they can help you understand if it's low T causing you all those issues. They will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call guys. It's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family. Coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We get a nice break in between storm systems for a couple of days before that next big deal storm on Friday. Today, not bad. High around 76, so a warmer day today with partial sunshine. Mainly clear, overnight low 53 tonight. Tomorrow is a nice day. Thursday's high in the upper 70s, good bit of sunshine. And then a soaker on the way for Friday. Rain and thunderstorms. Locally heavy rainfall amounts. A few stronger storms possible. High temperature in the mid-70s. Then more showers on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. To do some views in the afternoon. Of course, it's known online, Joey Clark Live. I'm Joey, he's Eddie, for those of you just tuning in. The day after Super Tuesday,
yeah.
But still no endorsement from Nikki Haley for Donald Trump. But you know who did give up the goods?
Who did?
I do declare. Mitch McConnell.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Man, what... Last minute?
Well, and also, was he in his right mind?
Oh, with Mitch, you never can tell.
Well, he's the one who signed this do not resuscitate, so...
biting my tongue, Joey.
Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
What up, Sammy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. But I love that about America Samoa.
Yes.
They didn't go for a bite. That's beautiful. I miss that. Completely. Joey, Dune... Yeah, man. Got to go see it myself over the weekend.
What'd you think?
And there's two camps. Now, me personally, it's spectacular. Oh, dang, I got dry mouth. I'm so glad I went with IMAX and went with the noise, the racket, the big screen. And, if you love Dune, it is something special for you. The Harkonnen, the stadium.
That was intense.
Home planet,
yeah, visually captivating, yeah.
Yeah, and because theirs was a world, their wealth mainly came from not just the spice, but their world. They had an ocean of oil, and it just to me it felt like it.
And a black sun, make everything look black and white. It's absolutely great. By the way, Joe Biden losing American Samoa means Biden is the first incumbent president to lose a primary in 44 years. I still don't think he's going to be the nominee. Like we were saying yesterday, I think there's going to be a deal made. He's going to get to give a speech at the convention where he essentially passes the torch to the next generation.
We're going to remember this the rest of our lives, and it's this next few months. But if you're not a Dune fan, I don't know. Maybe ticket sales may go way down because in this version, it's really character. There's a lot of character development.
Yes.
And it takes its own sweet time.
How long was
doing
it?
2:45.
Okay, figure, you're in 6 hours.
Didn't feel it.
For both of them. No, it does. Then the action is spectacular when it does happen. But as a Dune fan, you're just happy for what you get, okay? You just watch all the movie, the 10-hour... television. I got a tape copy somewhere from off Sci-Fi.
The old David Lynch version. Yeah. The Sci-Fi one in 2000.
2000.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a 10 episode. It was over 10 hours, and I think it does the best of. It's rough telling the story, the relationship.
Yeah.
Brother and sister, and what's going on.
Well, and there's a lot of internal monologue in those books and everything.
There's a lot going on in Dune, and every movie sacrificed somebody deep in me. Joey Lynn, thank y'all. But I had to chime in. And yeah, man, I I'm in. Let's watch that movie. All right.
Appreciate it, Sam. 272-9228. And for those of you keeping an eye on the dying cable news business last night, I tried to tune into Fox, and I could only last like 5 minutes. Because it seemed like, as I'm watching Fox, I'm talking about I could only last 5 minutes watching Fox. Don't you start calling me five-minute Joe.
I'm just trying to
over there. Don't you start with that. So, like, no, but it did seem like the part I saw was Jesse Waters was on.
Yeah.
And though there's a lot of laughing, it seemed like Brett and Martha and Jesse and a few other, like, these people don't like each other.
Oh.
Like, there's a subtext there of, like.
Think a little ego's getting in the way there?
That or it's just a different day and age where we're the straight news desk and you're the commentator and you're very funny, Jesse. And all, there's just, maybe I'm misreading the situation, but on MSNBC, a salty anchor named Rachel Maddow. Some might say if I shaved and cut my hair a certain way, I'd look like her. She, once again, they cut away from Donald Trump giving his victory speech. He won all 15 Super Tuesday states.
Yes,
they cut away saying it's irresponsible to allow Trump to knowingly lie because the Democrats never lie. Nobody in politics has ever lied. And again, if you're just tuning into this show, I'm happy to believe they're all liars.
All of them are
all
liars.
All of them are liars. But here's the difference with Trump. It's actually an old joke. I'm not saying he's not a liar.
He's a good liar?
No, it's an old joke Carlin came up with about Bill Clinton.
Okay.
One guy's talking to the other about the, president.
Okay.
And like, that guy Trump is full of crap.
Okay.
And the other guy says back, well, at least he's honest about it. You can tell Trump's BSing you a lot of the time, but you're kind of like, he's selling.
Yeah, he's selling.
And what I appreciate is Trump kind of plays into it. He's a little over the top. He knows what he's doing. He's being hyperbolic. I think that's in Art of the Deal. We're going to talk about that.
Yep.
Whereas all these other politicians act like, we only tell the truth. And it's like, no,
they're the biggest liars. Those are the biggest liars, though.
Yes.
Every time.
Always. Always and everywhere. This is why, again, I think Donald Trump is the human hand grenade that the nation needs. 272-9228. Oh, look, we have a winner.
We have a winner.
Congratulations to Rich Anderson. Rich, how you doing this afternoon?
Joey, I'm doing fantastic. I'm just calling around to folks. I owe a lot of thanks to a lot of people, and I wanted to thank y'all for having me on your show a couple times and giving me the opportunity to get my message out to the people of Alabama. I'm just enormously grateful and humbled and the confidence that was shown in me yesterday. And I look forward to doing a good job for everybody on the Court of Criminal Appeals.
Well, like I was saying to you last time we talked, I got to know you before you were ever a candidate, and it's just great to see you succeed like that, man. Really do love seeing it.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Eddie. Y'all are great folks, and y'all are an asset to Montgomery.
Well, thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Rich.
Great guy, man.
Thank y'all.
Absolutely great guy.
Yeah, and I've never been referred to as an asset. I've been referred to as an ass.
Yeah, I think he just was being nice.
He thinks so? Wait, is that what they say about us, or me in particular? They tolerate us?
It's tolerable.
Yeah, they tolerate us.
Yeah. But I love Rich, man. He's great. Of course, I'm friends with him on Facebook, so I see how active he is in the community.
Yeah.
He does a lot of things that I just absolutely adore. Just a great guy, man. Great guy. And I love it when we have honest people that actually win.
Yeah. I like that, too. Well, no, and there are, I think, a lot of honest people end up losing, too.
They do. That's what hurts my feelings.
Right. Well, and it's these new districts. Thank you, federal courts. I think there are a lot of folks who are still confused. But
I'm sure they are.
What did you think about my question to Jeff Poore there, that it's about time for Joe Reed to shut up and retire, old man?
Joey.
Joe, I'm not even just picking on you. There are a lot of old men and women who need to shut up and retire. Because I'm not a Democrat, but you're not doing your party any service. The voters showed you that last night.
Kind of how I took it.
Especially when you tried this gambit of taking off the two of the leading figures on the ballot. I think people are tired of old school politics. time for, well, to continue to let a new generation rise up. It should be a heck of a fight. Everything I've seen about Shamari Figures and Anthony Daniels, I think they're impressive men in their own right, and they will be tough to beat, whether it's Caroline Dobson or Dick Brubaker, taking them on in the general election. And again, all eyes, or a lot of the nation's eyes, will be on this particular District 2 race, seeing whether or not the Democrats can pull one out and gain a seat here in the heart of Dixie. Again, 272-9228, if you want to jump in, your reactions to all the winners and losers last night. But as I was saying earlier, Joe Biden is the first president to lose a primary in 44 years. The last guy to do it, Jimmy Carter. And actually, I, of all, you know, talk of honesty and liars, think Carter was not a good president, but he was an honest guy. He seemed like a sincere guy to a degree. But that's not a good sign if you're breaking a record last broken by Jimmy Carter. Not good at all. But he lost in the American Samoa Democratic primary to a little-known candidate named Jason Palmer. Palmer's surprising victory tarnished an otherwise perfect night for Biden, during which he scored a string of primary wins across the U.S. And really, all of this was like, okay, the polls are closed, and Trump won. The polls are closed, and Biden won. They couldn't get the graphics fast enough. Because, really, we know this rematch has been in the works for quite some time. Now, American Samoa is only a small U.S. territory in the South Pacific. It's only got a population estimated about a little over 44,000 people. And Palmer, the guy who beat it, Biden, loaned his presidential campaign over $500,000. And according to the Associated Press, during an interview late on Tuesday, Palmer said, "I found out that I had won because my phone started blowing up with friends and campaign staffers texting me." So wouldn't it be nice, Eddie, to be independently wealthy and then loan yourself $500,000 and then, you know, you thought it'd be interesting. All of a sudden, you've beaten the president of the United States?
Yeah. Why don't you loan me $500,000? We'll go do it.
You know, what happens if, like, a hurricane or a tsunami or an earthquake hits American Samoa? It's not like we can control the weather.
We can't.
And what about that big base in Antarctica?
Samoa will be just fine.
Now, these direct energy weapons, you never know where things are going to go, folks.
Don't get me started on that, Joey.
You never know. That's why Alabama, we need to be in our best behavior. Again, a lot of eyes looking at us. I don't want to be hit by their earthquake machine.
Yeah. Eyes are looking at us now more than ever, man.
And another guy who got a great win last night, he's been a darling of conservative media for a few years now, is Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson of North Carolina.
Yeah, buddy.
And he is now going to be the Republican nominee for governor there, and a lot of eyes watching that fella.
You bet. Dude, he came out swinging, too. His speeches last night were great.
Oh, yeah. He can give a rip-roar, like, yes, good time of a speech.
Yes, he can.
He does not hold back. And it's sort of that old-school Southern preacher style. And
that's exactly right.
Daggum, he delivers it, and delivers it strong. And you know there's so many people who hate him.
In North Carolina right now, buddy?
Oof. Well, I mean nationally.
Oh, sure. But North Carolina, you know, that's a big progressive, huge progressive state.
Is it?
Yeah, you get around some of those areas, yeah.
Is it?
Oh, compared
maybe
to
the places you went.
Raleigh.
Well, there you go. Fruity little town.
They got good skiing if you go a little bit further north.
We have good skiing! Skiing! You want to go skiing with Eddie and I?
I tell you what, I'll get you a book to read about it, because I know you won't go skiing, but you'll read about it.
272-9228. A few folks jumping in. Patrick says, thought a woman might do better in a purple district like that. And from meeting Caroline, he's talking about in person, she seemed pretty solid. I think Patrick voted Libertarian, so he didn't vote in the Republican or Democratic primaries, only in the constitutional ballot. But he had hoped Dobson would.